Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from here in the locker room at the Edward Jones Dome, where the Broncos suffered their second consecutive season-opening defeat, this one 18-10 at the hands of the St. Louis Rams. The season opened with optimism on both sides, and while opportunities were squandered by both teams, they proved costliest to the Broncos, who could not overcome five turnovers, their most in nearly 6 years.
We can't turn the ball over that many times. I mean, two or three times you probably can win, but five times.
So to come out and turn it over five times, that's not us. That's not characteristic of what we do offensively.
You don't expect that to happen because you don't see it in practice. So when it happens on the field, sort of sends people in shock.
Pressure from the Rams hounded Jake Plummer as he was sacked four times, lost one fumble, and threw three interceptions.
They made us make those mistakes, and unless we solve some of those mistakes with turnovers, we won't win a lot of games.
I guess it was a factor. I think a lot of that is on us because when you have turnovers, you can say they perpetuated the turnovers, or you could say you made mistakes where at least you could have had incomplete passes and short gains instead of balls on the ground.
But what the Rams did was not the be-all, end-all. The Broncos also blamed themselves.
We're all responsible for that because a lot of times a fullback will miss a block, a tailback will get hit, and the ball will come out. So, in fact, we're all factored into those mistakes, but there are different reasons why everything happens.
We haven't made mistakes like that for a long time, so it's a combination of obviously us and them.
If it was not for a defense that dominated in the red zone, the Broncos would never have had a chance to win. But five first-half scoring chances for St. Louis netted just four field goals.
The team starts on the side of the field a lot. You got to give up some points regardless, especially with a great kicker like they have.
Showing everybody what kind of defense we have. We have a tough defense, and now it's time for the offense to join.
Somehow, the defense kept the Broncos' hopes alive.
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I felt like, man, we was in position. I thought the last drive we was going to get it, man, with miscommunication, with however it happened. You know, it was a turnover. I'm not going to fault nobody, but, man, we just got to just keep on pushing.
And therein lies the goal for the week to come, to keep fighting, to show that the opener was an aberration, just like it was last year.
We've been in this situation before. I think it was very similar from last year. So a lot of guys on this team know what needs to be done. And I think there were some positives in the game. I think we moved the ball well at times. But, anytime we had a good drive going, we turn it over.
We got to put in a lot of work this week. We got to correct a few things that are kind of evident on the field. And we'll watch the film and coaches point those out, and we'll work on them this week.
If you hang your head now in week one, hell yeah. You got 15 more weeks, you're going to be crying and pouting. So, for us, we got to continue to play hard, continue to fight, prepare like we always have, and, things will swing our way.
And they'll begin working on doing just that come Monday. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.